G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the first weekend of the 1920 season, the weekend of Saturday, August 3. We've got the whole team here. I'm John Barker. We've got Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall. Well, Joel, very rare weekend of no black type whatsoever, but there are a couple of interesting features in the shape of the Grand National Hurdle and the Darwin Cup. But meanwhile, on Saturday, there's plenty of competitive racing to get us some cash.
Yeah, no stakes racing, but the Valley returns. We haven't raced there for some time. A couple of big-sized fields. Those three-year-old fields came up a bit light, though. Usually a bit of a highlight, the first three-year-old races at the Valley. But and there's still, you know, there's that Fillies race, very intriguing. You could probably make a case for all eight of them. Yeah, we thought the fields might have been a bit bigger than what they were. Race 8 on the card, probably a highlight too. Looks to be four genuine sort of winning chances that you wouldn't say were, you know, you wouldn't get too many arguments if you said they could make it to stakes level in Rocks of the Castle, Tavasan, Age of Chivalry and Usain Bowler. So that'll be a good clash between those four.
And Daniel, you have spoken this week to up-and-coming trainer Chris Diplock, who has one of the favourites in the last of the Valley in Non-Payer.
Yeah, that's right. Look, it's a pretty tough race for Chris and Connections to hopefully go back-to-back with this horse, but she's a quality mare, and Barrier 1's ideal for her, and yeah, she loves the Valley, so plenty in her favour, but I think there's a few winning chances at a race. As Joel said, back at the Valley, we'll see how it goes. Obviously, first time in 4 months, but yeah, looking forward to it, and looking forward to see how the track plays out, hopefully fairly.
Well, your specials come up earlier in the program, and we start a race 3 with number 11, Kiss and Cry.
Yeah, this mare, this Dundeel mare, trained by the Michael Kent stable, just terrific at Bendigo last time out. Got a long way back and weaved through the field there. A few did make ground, but what I liked about it is they're carrying 61 kilos, and it ran the fastest last 400 and 200 metre splits of the day at Bendigo. 61 kilos, no mean feat, drops 9 kilos for that. And beat a horse that day, Shark in the Water, have quite an opinion of. So I think ticks a lot of boxes, and hopefully, as I said, hopefully the Valley's playing fairly and gives everything a chance, because she will go back, but she'll be hard to hold out, I think, if there's no track bias on. So Kiss and Cry, I think, is hopefully a good start to the day in race 3.
And your value bet comes up in the 5th, and that is number 4 for Matt Kumani, Dane Thunder.
Yeah, probably ridden a little bit upside down last start. Never normally leads. I normally like the way it can come home with a late burst. But ridden sort of on the speed. It wasn't a disgrace at Pakenham. It's a better race now, obviously, here at the Valley. But I think from Barrier 8, we'll settle in midfield. Carries, a kilo off what he did last start. And, it does race well up to 1,500 metres. Two firsts and 2 seconds from 4 starts. So a lot in his favour. And I think the $9, it's a good each-way play. Dane Thunder, race 5.
Joel, we head on to race 6 for your value bet. And then he's had around about $16. Number 7, San Remo.
He's racing pretty well, this bloke. He's only won 3 from 30, but he's a staying type, and he's having a consistent prep. He stepped up in grade at Flemington the last couple. 4th behind Future Score, 3rd to Lord Belvedere. This isn't any tougher. He's dropping in class. And I think you're only getting those odds because he's trained at Stall. I think he probably should be half of that the way he's gone his last couple. So I think he's a good each-way play. My best comes up in the last. I'm just hoping that you can sit wide and swoop. Rail True, we'll know the pattern by now, but hopefully that'll be the pattern for XL Tara. She was a big winner at this track over the 1,200. 4 runs back, beating Demolition. She was a good winner first up last prep, beating Blaise Jowski, who's had a really good prep this time in. Loved her 2 jump outs. I think she's flying, and she's just going to need to, as I said, you know, blend in 3 or 4 wide with cover. And if they can do that, I think she can win. Anything else on the card? Not really, to be honest. I've gone for Tavasan, unbeaten as a gelding. That was a good win at Sandown. But as I said, it's a really good clash of 3 or 4 pretty handy horses. So, it'll probably be just 4 horses in a quaddie and leave that race alone for me. And the 3-year-old races, well, I've gone for Al Burke, first up as a gelding. He showed pretty good form in that first prep. And Andrassy Avenue I went for in the fillies race. But as I said, you can make a case for most of those fillies.
My best, for what it's worth, is the Tassie Filly, race 2, number 2, Mystical Pursuit. Is in a very tough race here, but did absolutely nothing wrong. Is, as a 2-year-old, is undefeated, and the way she's been trialling, looks like she has come back just as well. Obviously, the half to Mystic Journey, and some pretty high, lofty goals for her as well this spring. And my value bet of in that Tavisan Rocks the Castle race, I've gone for one to knock them off at big odds, and that is number 10, Sheriff John Stone. We are racing at Royal Randwick in Sydney on Saturday. We've got the track marked as a soft 7. Not massive fields and a few scratchings coming out already as we speak to you on Thursday afternoon. What have you found for us there, Joel?
Well, I made Cyber Intervention my best, race 8, number 7. Look, I really liked Costello last start, and he ran well, and I was sort of all set to make him a good thing at his next time out. But just the soft 7 or heavy 8 track we're going to be racing on, I think swings in the favour of Cyber Intervention. Both his runs have been excellent. Runner-up, both runs this prep. He's had a nice tick over trial since that latest run. I think he's just set to peak and he can handle the conditions. So he's the best. You know, prices permit, I could probably have something on Costello if the track does happen to dry out a little bit. And my value bet is Missy Beale. Not a lot of value, $6 with a couple of scratchings in race 6. She was good second up, chasing Palathronius, who's a really good heavy tracker and has won again since. And then back in distance last start at Canterbury behind Light Exceed. Just really wasn't in a winning spot, just got too far back. But she gets a nice weight turnaround on Light Exceed. And I think she can turn the tables. And a couple that, well, one that I have tipped at odds, and he's my roughie for the day in the Winning Post, is Boss Lane, the old boy. Race 7, number 3. He's a 9-year-old, long time between wins, but he's going pretty well this prep. He's run some good races, good late splits last week at Rose Hill. His Rose Hill record's terrible. So getting back to Randwick, where he fires, I reckon this is a pretty winnable race the way he's going. So, yeah, $15. I'll be having something on him each way.
Daniel, your value bet is going up against Joel's best.
It is. It's a big price, too, on Angel's Wings down the bottom of the page here. Number 13, Glenn Boss riding Noel Mayfield Smith, the trainer. I thought his run at Randwick last start was quite good behind a horse Joel mentioned in Palathronas. He got a long way back off a pretty, pretty average beginning from the barriers. But ran on okay. His horse at the wetter, the better for him. And up to 1,800 metres from 1,600 is a big tick. He won over 1,800 metres on a heavy 9, bolted and Hawkesbury 2 starts ago. I just thought it was the wrong price at 50-1. Conceding Cyber Intervention will be tough to beat in the race, but at 50-1, I thought, on Angel's Wings represents a good value bet. And the best for mine comes up earlier in the day. Smart Colt, True Detective in race 2. He's no flash price, around 210, 220 thereabouts. But I'm a big opinion of this guy. I thought he was very good last start. Obviously, just missing to spend the expensive Colt from the Hawks Yard. They gapped third that race, and this is not much tougher. So True Detective, we hard to beat. Happy to take even money for him.
Morfordville, they're racing the course proper on Saturday, despite which fairly tiny fields. Daniel, your best, race 4, number 2, Columbia, not to be confused with that very expensive yearling of a couple of decades ago that never got to the races. But he's also in, mind you, at the Valley, is it not? Anyway, talk us through race 4, number 2 for Will Clark and Columbia.
Yeah, fairly certain it is. I'm not too sure if it's been scratched from any Valley, but if it's been scratched from here. But if it's here, I'm pretty keen. It's not a card I'm too keen to play into. Morfordville, as you said, a lot of small fields. But his two runs, his preparation have been very good. 57.5 kilos. He just holds his form. I think he'll just win this. Ballaria, as it might be pronounced, resumes. Might be a bit of a danger, but I think Columbia is definitely will be the hardest to beat at Morfordville on Saturday, race 4. And the value comes up in race number 7, a Mick Price trained runner. This is a strong race, the 7th, probably the best race on the card. Lord Sundown, I think, just about ready to run a competitive race. We'll go forward, won't have much opposition out in front, so could be able to pinch this. And claims 2 for Kayla Crowther. So in a race that has three or four genuine winning chances, I think at $8, Lord Sundown is a good each-way bet. Race 7, Morfordville.
And Lord Sundown, another acceptor for the Valley, but definitely is scratched from there, so running in Adelaide.
At Columbia, it doesn't seem to come up on Racing Australia. He was the brother to Octagonal, Moonwalt, I think he might have been.
Close relation to those. So, yeah.
And I don't think he ever raced, did he?
No, never raced, but became a sire.
Yeah.
Don't think did a great deal. Doomben is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday. And we start with your value bet, Daniel. Comes up in the fifth. And that's the Tony Gollan trained Hector Pascal.
Yeah, well, my best and my value probably change the prices around, because my best has come at $8 and my value's come at $4.60. I thought they would sort of swap each other and be that sort of price, but regardless, $4.60, $1.90, I think Hector Pascal can probably go each way. It just drops back in class big time here from a listed race last start to a class 6. It doesn't boast a lot of depth. A few of these probably midweek horses in with respect. But yeah, he's racing very well, Hector Pascal, and she's a mare ready to win now. Handles all conditions, so she'll be hard to beat, and happy to go each way there. And the best comes up a bit later, Varennes from the Chris Wallace stable, number 16, trialled really well, sort of given a quiet time of it by the jockey, but she really hit the line nicely, and she's very good first up. So I think at $8, I thought she'd be a bit shorter, so happy to take that. But yeah, she's my best. Race 7, number 16, Varennes.
Nothing at Doomben for me this week.
All right, Belmore. Once again, the venue for Perth racing on Saturday. We've got a 9-race card, highlighted by the new season sprint race 8. BJ likes number 3, Profit Street. The last race, also a good sprint race. This one's over 1,300. The new season sprint over 1,000. And BJ in the last race 9 likes number 11, Free Tradies. Best and value specials come up earlier on the card, though, at very civilised times on the eastern seaboard. Value bet race 2, number 8, Rocky Path, mind you, is $3.75 equal favourite. And best race 3, number 3, Glasgow Girl. Earlier in the day, Joel, they are racing and doing some jumping as well at Riccarton in the South Island and Tarapa, where there's no jumps, in the north.
Yeah, Riccarton, it's their national meeting, National Carnival, so we've got a couple of the lead-ups on Saturday, and then the National Hurdle and Steeple next Saturday. We've got the Winter Cup also this week for the flat runners. My best is Red Forest, race 3, number 8. Been racing pretty well on the North Island. She makes the trip down with her stablemate Rosewood, who goes around in the Group 3 and will be hard to beat. Red Forest going well, just lapping up these heavy tracks, so I think it looks a good bet. And the value play is Fire Lily in the last race, 10, number 4. Been around the mark of late. Sort of run a couple of decent races when they've taken her to the north. She's back home to the south, and yeah, she's racing well enough to get away with a race like this. Tarapa. Best is Just Treasure. Race 7, number 10. Nicely weighted here after the 3 kilo claim. Gets down to 53.5. I think that'll really help him win. And we'll follow up with our value from last week. Race 6, number 9, The Poor Man Zabil. About 20-1 last week, and he gave us a bit of a sight in front. They had the blinkers on, he ran around long at a genuine tempo. Looked like he was going to drop out just before the turn, but he did battle away and was only just over 3.5 lengths from the winner. They've stepped him up in distance this week and taken the blinkers off. So, yeah, he showed enough last week to warrant another throw at the stumps.
All right, that takes care of another big Saturday of racing around Australasia. As I mentioned, features Sunday and Monday covered in your Winning Post. Monday we've got full one-page fields for three meetings on the Sunday: Mackay, Forbes, and of course Darwin Cup, second richest race of the weekend after the Grand National Hurdle, and we've also of course got full form for Ladbrokes Park, the Grand National Hurdle meeting on Sunday, as well as full form guides for three other meetings: Muswellbrook, Sunshine Coast, and Mount Gambier. Grand National Hurdle, our columnist Steve Pateman, very keen on his ride there, Kalani Kid, who is fighting out favouritism with the Kiwi Raider Gobstopper. And the other big highlight at Ladbrokes Park on Sunday was the appearance of Wells in the first, the Crisp Steeplechase. Pitched in under the set weights and penalties and will be starting in the red. Did either of you have any thoughts on Ladbrokes Park?
No, not me. I didn't haven't looked at the form for that meeting yet, but I can tell listeners for playing at home that Columbia was the full brother to Octagonal and Moonwalt. 1.6 they paid, and he has sired 2 Group 1 winners in New Zealand. So,
well, there you go.
Something.
Darwin Cup, There's some good horses there. As we were mentioning before, there's Zebek, It's a Him.
Group 1 winner, It's a Him.
Yep. So Michael Hipmott with Zebek leader and probably a roughie. He's going to be the red, and he's also got an emergency there in a Datto, so he's team-handed. Neil Dyer, always up there, of course. Dinky Dyer. And Royal Request, probably the better of his two chances. Anyone have a look at the Darwin Cup?
Has Hickmott got the horse going for the Triple Crown, the four-year-old? This one's last. First Landing.
Give it a name.
Something Landing.
Poets Landing.
Poets Landing.
That's Lloyd Kennywell.
Oh, Lloyd Kennywell. Yeah, well, that's going for the
Ultra Racing.
It's won the Guineas and the Derby.
Yeah.
I don't know what the record of those horses are. They win those races at three and then turn four and run in the Darwin Cup. Vaguely remember that they fail a lot, but not 100% sure. But certainly won the Derby pretty well.
We can't help you out too much with the Darwin Cup because as we go to press and indeed as we speak to you, we don't have barriers, which I guess can be pretty vital up in Darwin. You know, I guess stuck with that sand getting kicked back in your face.
They don't want to go forward, don't they?
Yeah, you got to press forward.
Yeah. Anyway, it's always a great day up there. So if you are punting, if you're there or if you're punting, then obviously your winning post is a vital tool. Only $5.50. Make sure you pick it up if you haven't already. Finally, best $2 bet of the weekend. Me back on the scoreboard last week, the Chartsy. While I think about it, Joel, why don't you have a go?
I'll go Cyber Intervention, Randwick Race 8, number 7.
I'll split mine up. I've got 15 Kiss and Cry at Melbourne, and I can't ignore the 50-1 on offer. And that same race is Cyber Intervention on Angel's Wing. There are 5 on him as well.
Well, I'll go with Mystical Pursuit, but I might just go. I mean, at the price of $6, fourth favourite in that field, I'll go $10. I can't see how she can possibly miss a place there, right? Mind you, wouldn't want any scratchings. There's only 8 in it. But we will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.